USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump wants to end the national tragedy of suicide among veterans.
My administration is marshaling every resource to stop the crisis of veteran suicide and protect our nation's most treasured heroes.
Fulton County District Attorney Paul Howard says it could be next year before a grand jury hears a case involving Rayshard Brooks' death. Speaking at a briefing today, Howard guessed it could take until January or February of next year before a grand jury considers a case against officers Garrett Wolf and Devin Brosnan. As far as bond for Wolf, Howard says,
because of the severity of his act and then following up that act with kicking Mr. Brooks, we are asking that he not be granted a bond.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I like the product very much. I wake up in the morning, I'm wide awake, and I'm raring to go. I'm almost 76, and I'm working two different property management companies 6 days a week, and I was really, really dragging. I mean, I could barely get myself to work. And it all culminated when I started taking Balance of Nature. It didn't happen right away. I had to take it for a little while. And all of a sudden, I just made a mental note, hey, I'm feeling better. And I am, so I really like this product.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
U.S. home construction rebounds in May after steep declines caused by the coronavirus shutdowns. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Commerce Department says new homes were started at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 974,000 last month after steep declines in April and March. At 83,000 more starts than April, it amounts to a 4.3% month-to-month increase. But the increase was about 25,000 starts below the number that analysts had predicted. And despite record low mortgage rates, construction activity is still over 23% below last year's pace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
John Bolton's new book is the subject of a legal battle involving the White House. The Trump administration wants a federal judge to stop the publication of Bolton's memoir, which is set to be released next Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Texas Republican Congressman Ted Cruz, chairman of the Senate subcommittee with oversight of constitutional rights, is sending a letter to Google warning them that they may face repercussions if they follow through with punishing a conservative website over its content. The Texas Republican accusing the internet giant of hypocrisy in targeting the Federalist, a conservative site, for its offensive comments posted on its stories, even though Google's own platform, YouTube, has similarly offensive comments. Federalist co-founder Sean Davis tells Fox News his organization is larger, so they were able to deal with Google, but a smaller organization would not.
We have a big audience. We have a lot of influence. We were able to stop this. Now, most people, 99.99% of people who get canceled or deplatformed by these little Marxist crybullies, they don't have any recourse, and it's what's happening to them that's the real crime.
A University of Utah doctor is leading a nationwide health study on the impact of COVID-19 on pregnant women. Dr. Tori Metz tells NBC News the study could provide some short-term answers about COVID-19 and pregnancy, but could also have some long-term implications.
Hopefully it's also going to provide us with information about what we can expect when we have any kind of massive change to the way we practice medicine in the United States.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.